Love Shostakovich. That was from his four waltzes. We heard Waltz Charmaine for piccolo, clarinet and piano at that with the Nash Ensemble. You're listening to the New Classical FM on Classical Mornings. I'm Jean Stillwell. And with me this morning is Mervon Mehta, who is the Executive Director of Performing Arts for the Royal Conservatory of Music and Kerner Hall. And he is here to talk about the 24-25 concert season of 80-plus concerts. Wow. Good morning, Mervon.
Good morning.
Now, this is a big deal.
Well, I mean, we're just announcing 35 or so today.
Thank goodness.
And then the rest come in June. But all right. The classical is pretty much done, so we can
talk
about that. A lot of the pop and singer-songwriters are coming later.
And what is it that you're most excited about for this season? I know that's a big question.
I'm excited about having a day off. every season is different.
Yes,
we start putting it together. This idea comes, that idea comes. And all of a sudden, there's a couple of things that say, oh, we weren't going to do that artist again, but we can't not do this. Mm-hmm. So we just had Víkingur Ólafsson.
I was going to bring that up.
And
exactly.
He's coming back with Yuja Wang. Now,
amazing.
I can't imagine two more different personalities, two more different pianists.
Yes.
In the way they are and the way they behave, the way their minds.
Yes.
But what does come together is they're both incredibly curious musicians. And so they've done a couple of things off the side together, and they say, hey, this might actually work. So they're doing a very small tour. I think it's New York and us and maybe three others in North America. Mm-hmm. And we're thrilled to have them back.
At this point, do you know what they will play together?
Yeah, they're playing a Schumann Fantasy. They're playing Rachmaninoff. They're playing some Non Caro. They're playing some John Adams. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty wide-ranging program. It's not
fantastic.
Kind of bread and butter two-piano stuff.
Well, recently I went to hear a Víkingur Ólafsson and the variations, the Glenn Gould variations, and I've never heard them played better. And more interestingly.
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, we've had quite a few Goldbergs in Kerner Hall.
Yes, you sure have.
But I think he brought something that I've never heard before.
Same here.
I would say a majority of pianists that I've talked to who were there would agree. Some were like, oh, that was a little bit too much this way, too much that way.
Mm.
But I think the audience breathed with him.
I
don't experience that too often in the house.
And he took me on a journey.
Yeah.
You know, because I was curious to see what he was going to do, what choices he was going to make.
Exactly.
And it was absolutely delightful. And that's just one thing that's in your series.
Yes, indeed.
Now, you're doing Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods.
Well, we've done two Sondheim musicals. Now, they're orchestra on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's semi-staged.
Okay.
The actors are all memorized, but we don't have the big sets and the big costumes. And so we've chosen to do Into the Woods. And for the first time, we're doing it over Christmas or between Christmas and New Year to do a holiday. It's a holiday show.
Sure.
I mean, it could be considered. I mean, there's a lot of fantasy and stuff for families. There's a lot of killing as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it's going to be a great show for the holiday and even a New Year's Eve performance.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see this because Stephen Sondheim is people just don't understand Stephen Sondheim as much as they do other, say, music theater pieces.
Yeah, and I think that's a shame because
I
think he's the greatest writer of the 20th and maybe 21st century, now that we're a quarter into it, of American musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
Whip smart. And the reason we also like to do Sondheim is because the Glenn Gould School Orchestra plays in the pit.
Fabulous.
Although they'll be on stage, they're not actually in a pit.
Uh-huh.
And there's something for them to play. It's really challenging music.
Absolutely.
So it's not like we're going to do Rent where we can't really use our violins and our oboes.
No, exactly.
It's a great fit for us. Paul Sportelli, the music director of the Shaw Festival, is our conductor.
Yeah,
Richard Azunian, director.
Wow.
So, and we have a great cast, still putting together the cast, but it's an all-Canadian, all-star cast.
But I see you've got, may I mention Sarah Farb?
Sarah Farb is the witch,
She is an amazing actor and singer, all of it. But to me, she really has something to say.
Yeah,
she's
terrific. She hasn't been with us yet. Gabby Epstein, who was in A Little Night Music, is back with us playing the baker's wife. Mike Natajewski as the baker, and Tess Benger as Cinderella.
Yes, and I see Fiona Reed's back.
And Fiona Reed is playing Jack's mother, who, we had such a great time with Fiona in Little Night Music last year, and she jumped at the chance to come back.
And they're all really, no matter the age, you could have got a good cross-section here to play the characters, but no matter, they're all very seasoned in this repertoire.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can't, we do it in 2 weeks, so you can't jump into Sondheim if you've only done kind of Rodgers and Hart and some of the kind of rock musicals that are so abundant now. It takes a special ear and some training and sensibility, and you really you can't. It's like Shakespeare. You can't be a kitchen sink actor and just jump into Shakespeare without any kind of training at all. So it takes that. And Richard Azunian has been our guide for the three of the shows, all three of the shows, and he's an expert. I mean, he's a Sondheim fanatic, but he knows every lyric of every show.
That's who you want.
Interviewed Stephen many times, since his death, Sondheim is really having another career.
Good.
On Broadway and around the country.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the International Orchestra series.
Well, this is something we started a couple of years ago with the Chicago Symphony, and Yannick Nezasagan is coming with Philadelphia in April. And next year we have the Czech Philharmonic, direct from Prague. They're only doing Carnegie Hall and us, and we're doing two nights with them. The first night includes the Dvorak Piano Concerto, played by our old friend Daniil Trifonov, who I know is a big star here at the station.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the second night is a youngish violinist from Prague named Jan Mrácek, who's probably not as well known in North America, and he's playing the Dvorak Violin Concerto. We also have Mavlast, and we also have Mahler 5. And if you know anything about Czech and Bohemian politics, the Czechs claim Mahler is one of their own because he was born in Bohemia, and they're very close to Mahler, as if he was Czech.
Oh, that's something you don't want to miss.
Absolutely. And it's we've been on sale for a week just to our subscribers.
Yes.
Today we go on sale to everybody
for
subscriptions.
That's
and
great.
Just to our subscribers, that concert with Daniil is already selling very, very well.
You want to get in there as soon as possible. And we were just playing some Louis Lortie at playing Ravel. So
here you go.
He's coming to this.
He's coming. And it's a big Ravel anniversary. And now I'm going to forget what year it is.
150,
thank you. So he's chosen to do an all Ravel program, including Gaspard Le Noué and including La Valse. And Louis's been I think five times with us in 15 years.
No surprise right there.
And we love having him back. Bruce Bruce Liu is also coming back.
Yes. Is he going to play Chopin or?
He's playing a mix of things, Tchaikovsky and some Mendelssohn. I'm trying to think, is there any Chopin? I don't think there's any Chopin in his
I only repertoire. Mention it because he won that big award.
He won the Chopin competition. But, now that he's won it and he did his tour of Chopin, he's like, okay, now I need to play something else.
understandably. And also, you've got the 100th birthday of Pierre Boulez.
So Pierre-Laurent Aymard is a wonderful pianist, only been with us once before, has decided to kind of do an homage to Pierre Boulez. So it'll be a program mix of Boulez, but also some Beethoven. So it's not that we don't want to scare people away with an all 20th century Boulez program. But Pierre-Laurent is of that repertoire, of that kind of late 20th century repertoire, I don't think there's a better pianist to do that.
No, and the interesting thing about your choice of doing this concert about Pierre Boulez music is that you've built up a terrific reputation for having excellent, outstanding, world-class artists in. So when I see this, I go, I've got to catch that because everyone's going to say something interesting. And you just did by the fact that you've got this pianist playing.
Yeah, he's... he's a pedagogue. He's a teacher. He's a wonderful player. He actually took one of our last time he was here. One of our students was his page turner, and he said, "Play me something after the concert."
Yes,
and she did. And she went to Europe and studied with him for 3 years.
Wow.
And now she's got a fairly major career in contemporary piano music in Europe. So he's that kind of a person that's just really interested in music and people and students and the repertoire.
Fantastic.
Very serious.
That's fantastic. Now, we've got some piano recitals, which we've talked, Bruce Liu, of course, is coming, and Louis Lortie is coming. Ah, Emmanuel Axe.
Emmanuel Axe is another celebration. He's turning 75.
Ah.
So we're very happy to have him back with us. I think it's his third time to come back with us. But there's two other pianists that are not as well known. Kevin Chen, who's a young Canadian, he's 18. He won the Liszt competition. He won the Rubinstein competition. He's from Calgary. So he'll be making his debut with us. I think he's been with the TSO once, or he's coming in the near future.
Great.
But this will be his recital debut in Toronto. And there's another one that I'm very excited about, who I've actually not heard live, which is not usual for me to put something in that I have someone that I haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
But she is the protege of Daniel Barenboim and Sir Andras Schiff, and her name is Shagoyeg Nosrati. She is an Iranian German living in Berlin, a Bach specialist, and both Schiff and Barenboim said, if you have a chance to bring her to your hall, you should do it.
That's amazing.
So I said, okay, I trust you.
And now I'm really thrilled. I love Barbara Hannigan. She's coming to do a vocal class. She's such a gifted and such a crazy performer. She's wonderful.
I don't know that there's a better vocal recitalist at the moment in the world. And there's all these, you know, these French and Italians and Germans but for pure music and the kind of curiosity she has about music.
Yes.
Now she lost her longtime accompanist, Reinbert Dulieu, a few years ago. He was in his 90s.
Yes.
And she's now hooked up with Bertrand Chamaillou, who's a really, really excellent French pianist.
Love
him. Piano soloist is in his own right, but coming to play with her, and they're doing a tour together. And I think this will be a marriage made for many years,
right.
A musical marriage. And Barbara will do a masterclass for our singers.
Oh, I hope so. That's
and
great.
She's a brilliant. I mean, she's just a small town girl from Nova Scotia, and she's killing it all over Europe.
She thinks outside the box.
Yeah, and a great conductor, by the way.
Yes, a great conductor. And people respect her to such a degree that they'll let her do what she wants.
Yes. I mean, she said, this is my program. And I'm like, ooh, it's going to be a bit of a hard sell.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? I trust it, exactly as you said. I trust her that it will be fabulous. And I hope people trust that she will deliver and they will have an amazing experience in the theater.
And a balance to this, as you've got, you've got Voces Eight, which I'm madly in love with.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
On the other hand, you've got, not on the other hand, but as a lovely balance, you've got Les Violons du Roi with Karina Gauvin and Marie-Nicole Lemieux, and those two singers have got the most warm sounds.
Yeah, and now Karina's been with us before.
I know that,
but
yes.
Marie-Nicole has never, I've been trying to get her for years.
Outstanding.
Yeah, the first person that told me about her, and I didn't know her name, my dad was conducting at the Munich Opera, and he said, I just heard this Canadian singer.
It's divine.
Don't you know her? I said, I've never heard of her before. This was 15 years ago.
No surprise there.
And I've been trying to get her ever since.
Wow. Well, good for you. I'm really thrilled about that because I think that she's something very special.
And it's an all Baroque, mostly Handel night with Les Violons du Roi
and their
new conductor, Cohen. I'm very excited about that.
Wonderful. And we don't have too much more time, but I wanted to cover some of these string concerts.
Well, Sheku
Kanamason
and his sister Isita Kanamason coming back. They sold out the first time they were with us. We really love them, and it's great to see their rise in the classical music world.
Sure.
Another one, Randall Goosby, who's kind of our cover boy on our brochures.
Yeah.
He's a young African American violinist, Itzhak Perlman's protege, killing it all over the world and making his recital debut with us.
Yeah.
And then we have Jimmy Ennis coming back to close our season.
Hero. Yeah. He is the most exquisite violinist.
Yeah.
He plays a Stradivarius, right, I'm not telling you something you don't know. But what I love about him is how warm he can make a Stradivarius sound.
Yeah, and the problem with him, and I've said this, he plays so perfectly.
Perfect.
He never misses a note. He never scratches. And I often wonder why he's not as big an international star as a Joshua Bell or a Hilary Hahn. Mm-hmm. And he and I have talked about it. And, you know, he's a small town boy from
yes.
Brandon, Manitoba,
yes.
And has a lovely life and some lovely kids and a lovely wife. And,
yes.
and there's no controversy about him. I said, you know what, you got to get, arrested in some crackdown or something to get your street cred
yeah.
and get some press. Because just playing perfectly is
no.
sometimes not enough.
But he's a good guy. And you
he's
know, that
lovely.
Perfection in that. That I've never heard such a warm sound on a Stradivarius, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for you, and I'm thrilled for the Royal Conservatory and for Kerner Hall, for everybody in there. And thank you for creating such an exciting season, Mervon.
Well, thanks. We're very excited. Tickets, subscriptions go on sale today,
okay,
and
awesome.
Single tickets go on sale next Friday, March 8th.
Right. So the thing to do is to go to rcmusic.ca, right? And you'll find everything there.
Yeah, rcmusic.com slash performance.
Okay, thank you so much for saying that. We've been speaking with Mervon Mehta, the Executive Director of Performing Arts for the Royal Conservatory of Music and Kerner Hall. And if anybody knows about anything to do with this, it's Mervon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.